Way back a number of years ago, when I first became a vegetarian, I was speaking with a family I was friends with, and there's a younger daughter in the family, a 12-year-old at that time, who was just nuts about animals. And we were talking, and I was trying to explain to the mother in this family how I valued animals too, like people. And this mother made the statement, something to the effect of, animals are just animals, and it's not like they're people. And the 12-year-old just burst out with, but dogs are people too. And I would love it if you could tell me that there was a verse of the Bible that gave some credence to what that young 12-year-old said. Is there anything even approaching that, something that gets us on equal par that way?
Well, I wouldn't want to overstate the equal par of it, but as I mentioned, there are these texts like Psalm 36 that talks about God saving humans and animals alike. There are a number of texts in which God's care for the animals is referred to. I also would want to note, coming back to the point you started with about vegetarianism, that if one reads the opening chapters of Genesis carefully, it appears that initially the humans are created vegetarian. There's not any reference to humans eating meat until after the flood. Up until then, apparently plants are food for both the animals and the humans. And across time, there have been a number of figures in Judaism and Christianity who tried to articulate a religious case for vegetarianism who noticed that fact in the early chapters of Genesis. And of course, in that flood story as well, that's an example of a text in which God saved not only a few humans, but also some of the animals. So I wouldn't necessarily want to imply that the Bible is full of texts in which a simple equation of animals and humans is made. But I do think that there are quite a number of texts in which God's care for animals, God's concern about animals is emphasized, including Psalm 104, Psalm 36, Psalm 50. These would all be examples of texts that bring humans and animals a little more closely together than I think a lot of readers of the Bible do. There's one other text I'll mention in this connection in the book of Job. The book of Job, of course, is a very long book. People tend to know the story and not have actually read all of the poems that make up the book. But most of the book is an argument between Job and some of his friends about whether or not Job deserved the suffering that he was going through. And Job's friends say maybe he did, and Job, to oversimplify Job's view, says, no, I didn't. But toward the end of the book, God talks for the first time in the book. For about four chapters, there's a long speech from God, and it mostly concerns animals. Almost the entire speech that makes up God's reply to the argument of Job and his friends is about the animals and about the fact that God has been busy taking care of all these animals and creating them and so forth. And that's a very unusual text that I don't think gets nearly as much attention as it should.